This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday once again Israel will do what is necessary to secure the country's security in order to overcome its enemies, including an invasion of Rafah. The U.S. and fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar, as well as other nations, hope to avert an Israeli offensive into the southern Gaza town of Rafah, where some 1.4 million Palestinians are sheltering. But Netanyahu insists an offensive on Rafah is necessary because it is Hamas's last stronghold in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Wednesday the U.S. will continue to oppose such an invasion without a plan to protect the civilians there.
At the same time, there are other ways, and in our judgment, better ways, of dealing with the real ongoing challenge of Hamas that does not involve or require a major military operation in Rafah. We've been talking to the Israelis about that. We'll continue those conversations.
Hamas said Thursday it was sending a delegation to Egypt for further ceasefire talks in a new sign of progress in attempts by international mediators to hammer out an agreement between Israel and the militant group to end the war in Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday defended free speech and the right to protest while condemning those who would break the law to do so. As police have cracked down on campus demonstrations across the country, shutting down encampments or trying to, and making hundreds of arrests, Biden, speaking from the White House, said two fundamental American principles, the right to free speech and the rule of law, are being put to the test, and both must be upheld.
Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the rights of others so students can finish the semester and their college education. It's basically a matter of fairness. It's a matter of what's right. There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos.
Biden also said there's no place for hate speech anywhere in the U.S., whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans. This is VOA News. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence said Thursday the U.S. is facing an increasingly complex and interconnected threat environment characterized by three categories of challenges. Intelligence Director Avril Haines laid out the challenges before the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee on Capitol Hill Thursday, saying major authoritarian powers are actively working to undermine the rules-based order and open the international system on which the United States and its partners rely. She said unpredictable transnational challenges such as cybersecurity, terrorism, climate change, narcotics trafficking, and health security are compounding more conventional threats. And regional and localized tensions have erupted into full-blown conflicts with far-reaching global implications.
The crisis in Gaza is another striking example of how a localized conflict can produce global impact. Nearly 7 months in, the Gaza conflict has roiled the Middle East, presenting new security paradigms and humanitarian challenges while pulling in a range of actors.
She said all three categories are affected by trends in new and emerging technologies, environmental changes, and economic strain that is stoking global insecurity. A new report indicates about 4 in 10 Americans see China as an enemy. That's a 5-year high. Associated Press correspondent Haiwa Panjani reports.
An annual Pew Research Center survey found that 4 in 10 Americans now label China as an enemy. That number is up from a quarter 2 years ago and reached the highest level in 5 years. The Pew report samples 3,600 U.S. adults. Half of them think of China as a competitor, and only 6% consider the country to be a partner. These findings come as the Biden administration is trying to stabilize relations with the country to avoid clashes, while still trying to counter the world's second-largest economy. The report also found that roughly half of Americans think limiting China's power and influence should be a top U.S. foreign policy priority. Only 8% don't think it should be a priority at all. Haiya Panjwani, Washington.
In day 10 of former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial, prosecutors Thursday sought additional sanctions for gag order violations. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Lawyer Keith Davidson, who negotiated hush money deals for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, returned to the witness stand following a contempt hearing over another round of alleged gag order violations by Donald Trump. Judge Juan Merchan heard from both prosecutors and one of Trump's defense attorneys about 4 more prospective violations. No immediate decision on the potential sanctions was made, and it was unclear when Merchan might rule. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.